Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday right here, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Go to www.995theword.com and www.grace911.com on your smartphone so you can download our mobile app. And I'd like to introduce our featured pastor. It is Tuesday all the way from Fishes of Men Ministry, Pastor James Bird Mahalo.
Hey, come on, everybody. Praise Jesus.
Oh, still recovering from the stadium, Pastor.
Oh, man. Yeah? No, listen to that music, that background music. I just put you into that beautiful mood in the spiritual realm.
Oh, yes, amen.
Beautiful.
And my co-host, my forever bride and my wingless angel, she's back. She's with us tonight, yes. Sister Lynn.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
You know, today is Thankful Tuesday.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And you know what Tuesday means. So, Pastor
Boom.
Bird.
Boom. Thank you, Jesus.
Boom. Pastor Bird.
Thank you, Jesus, love. You know, I just want to, you know, greet everybody tonight. You know, good evening to all listeners. Free Inside Ministry sends our the Lord's blessing beyond all understanding to the men and women incarcerated. We ask for God, Heavenly Father, to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Waiava, praise Jesus, you guys, WCCC,
amen.
And to the 1,600 Hawaii men's in Cigar Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, like Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, praise Jesus, Red Rock, get an amen over there.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And Florence, where where we know that the inmates are listening in tonight in this program. Mahalo for tuning in. Lynn?
Mahalo, Pastor Bird. You don't have to be locked up to be locked out and free inside. Thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Rev Boo says, it's like sitting around at home in the patio, sitting on a bunch of coolers,
Yes. Just
talking story about our Lord and Savior in fellowship. We thank Jesus for making a way for Free Inside Ministry program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airways, and grateful for the sponsorship. of the Eastman Foundation.
Yes, thank you.
We humbly send a shout out to the Fishers of Men Congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor
our
Free Inside Radio program right there on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona for our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro. But, you know, God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
Oh, yes. God bless you, Pastor Bird.
Yeah, bless Fishers
and your beautiful wife, Lucy Mahalona.
Yes, First Lady.
For their vision to reach the lost.
You know, if this program's touched you and you need a word of encouragement, you can give me a call at 808-222-2822. And our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for our brothers and sisters on the inside and the outside, our email, our regular snail mail address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
Hallelujah.
Well, we're still recovering from that wonderful evening, Saturday evening.
It was beautiful.
13th
beautiful,
annual.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, we couldn't do a program last night. We apologize, but we're still, thousands of people were there, Pastor Bird, Saturday night. And I believe the Holy Spirit was in the
Amen.
Aloha Stadium.
Oh, it was powerful prayers. There were powerful prayers. You can just feel the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the worshipers was, and the words and the songs were just, man, it was just awesome. It was just a blessing.
Holy
just to
Spirit-filled evening.
Well, once again, thank you for coming in on Tuesday evening. I know it's a little cold in Nanakuli tonight. I'm not sure if it's snowing, but I think with the wind chill, it's down to about 62 degrees. Yeah. Bust up, open the oven, turn it on.
Beautiful.
We're going to bake some bread and bake some toes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to start off tonight with a great song because I think that's what we should be doing.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Come on, Ezekiah.
Hey, where are our worshipers.
Yes. Woo, come on, somebody. Get on your feet and worship Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody around the world. Come on, Arizona. Come on, La Palma. Woo. Red Rock. Come on, you guys. Woo. One accord. Yes. Come on, Florence. Let's get up and praise Jesus. Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God. Come on, say every praise.
Come on, Halava.
Every praise.
Praise Him.
To our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise.
Why of a praise team? Where are you? Come on, you guys. Where are you?
Woo. With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise, amen, amen. I thought Hezekiah Walker, what a great song to get it going, Pastor Bird.
Man, you can't help but get excited, man, and just get your praise on tonight. Amen. Come on, guys. Thank you, Jesus.
It's so cold, they should be getting their praise on. They got to get a move around. It's cold. They got to get that blood flowing.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? You got Holy Spirit going to warm me up tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know, we pray tonight that your son, Jesus Christ, will be glorified in 2017.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're praying for this, you know, God be glorified through his son, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
God will give the God will give you the boldness, church. Give you the boldness that you need to finish this year with a great race. You know, we're all running this race. So
hallelujah.
Just continue running the race. Don't look around to the left or the right. Let go of the baggage. And then just keep on running your race.
Amen.
You know, so God can be glorified in 2017. We don't need the stuff that we picked up last year, 2016. That's why there's always the time of, I think you're going to be doing the Lord's Supper at this week.
Well, actually, yeah, thank you for mentioning that, Pastor Bird. We're going to actually be in your neighborhood very close.
Okay, I might not make them.
Hey.
It's like one step away from my house.
I'm getting valets just for you. We're going to be in Nanakuli. Actually, it's a church with no walls. If you come up Nanakuli Avenue, take the first left. You can't miss it. So come up Nanakuli Avenue, first left.
Mm-hmm.
Got invited by Pastor Gordine Yoshigi.
Thank you, Pastor.
We'll put it out right now. We've got the Free Inside Ministry praise team with Pastor Barry Naone leading, with James and Veronica Rubin, also Lucy Mahelona, Lynette Eastman, and Mr. Jeff Rasmussen.
Yes, sir.
On a Saturday night, going to bless the West Side. So I'll be delivering the message. They're going to usher in the Holy Spirit, and we are going to be having communion. Pastor Gordine asked me if we could do that also. So I drew the line there. I said, we're not going to cook and do dishes, but we do everything else in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
But we're still going to eat. But that's at 6 p.m. That's going to be on Saturday if you're out that side. If you've ever experienced Free Inside Ministries praise team, we've got just an anointed praise team. Just beautiful, beautiful. And Brother Jeff there, I believe we're just going to step aside and let the Holy Spirit have his way that night.
Yeah, so you know, for you guys out there in Waianae side, hey, it's a good time to come. You want to meet Bula and hear him minister the word of God, come. Come in, and we're going to celebrate, and we're going to rejoice with the praise team.
Amen. Praise
Jesus.
This
is the same team we take to Arizona when we go up to Arizona, so it's going to be awesome.
It is going to be a life-changing message. If your life is going perfect, if your life is going great, and you don't have any problems, you don't have any, your kids listen to you, nobody talk back to you, you got plenty of money in the bank, your job going great, you get on good working car, you don't have to, nobody argue with you. Hey, God bless you. But if that's not happening, you want to come, because I've got a word from the Lord that's going to change your life, not by what he does, but what you do for him.
Amen. Amen. And sometimes we need that words of encouragement. You know, and our message tonight is that we need to have that mutual connection, Reverend Bullock.
Hallelujah.
You know, as individuals and as a church, we need to stay connected with other churches. And, you know, I'm blessed to have some awesome people in our life like you and Lynn and Pastor Virginia Domingang and Prophetess Helena. And, you know, we have a lot of people that's been in our life that's been a blessing. So tonight's message is good, you know, that the churches get together and, you know, come together and be blessed and learn and pray together. You know, we had a great time at the Aloha Stadium.
Beautiful.
You know, that's part of the message I've been, you know, going to bring out tonight. You know, so tonight's message, if you want to write this down, it's having no ties with anyone. Having no ties with anyone, and there's a reason why that I'm going to bring this up, because we need to stay connected. We have to have that mutual connection as churches and as individuals. You know, some of us, we might have grudges, but don't hold no grudges. You know, sometimes we get differences. People get different opinions, but we can learn from each other, Reverend, from people's mistakes or people's accomplishments.
Amen.
So we can learn. It's not to gossip or grumble about anything, but we can learn from other people, and we can just, that's why tonight's message is that we don't want to be alone. We don't want to be isolated.
Hallelujah. That's right.
As a church or as individuals, you know, when we isolate ourselves, then we're going to start to lose the blessing that God wants.
You
see, when we get together, God commands the blessings.
The unity
of the body of Christ. So there's a spiritual blessing and spiritual growth, Reverend Bullock, when we get together. Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to be in the book of Proverbs?
Yes, we're in Proverbs 18, verse 1. And it will reveal that a man who isolates himself seeks his own desires against the will and the knowledge of making good judgments. Sometimes when we get our own genders, Reverend Bullock, and we get our own beliefs, oh, man, that's very dangerous. That's a dangerous place to
be.
You know, so we need our, We need God's word to help us to understand the revelation to the word of God.
That's right.
Because some people, because they're going through some stuff, and I'm going to try to break it down to why it's so dangerous to be isolated, being in a place. Because when you're isolated from the church or from people, it brings destructions and failure to grow, Reverend.
Hallelujah.
How are you going to grow?
How are you going to grow?
You're stuck in your own agenda, that's your right. own beliefs. So we need God's word. So in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1, it says, though a man's desire having separated himself, seeking his own desires, his own wisdom. So when we read the first verse, it talks about that we cannot separate ourselves from people and from the word of God. And the wisdom of God.
That's right, Pastor.
The more we read the wisdom and the knowledge of God, the better we grow spiritually. And personally. So, as a church and as an individual, it's good that we stay focused and stay hooked up, pray for one another, and acknowledge each other, because it's a dangerous place to be. We want to grow, and the only way we can grow, Reverend Bullen, is we stay connected.
Connected to the vine.
There's a mutual connection. Our church needs that. You know, when we get, you know, you guys come over, or Prophetess Elena, or when we go to other churches, there's a part where we can learn from each other.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Everybody has their own gifts, so we can use
those gifts.
I ain't sharpening iron. You know, that's part of our message tonight too. In Proverbs 18, there's an observation that needs to be made about the behavior of people that isolates themselves, Reverend Bullo, from people. And so, one of the things that happen is that the person that isolates himself, they become unsociable.
Mm-hmm.
And they become self-centered, and it's all about them. Become selfish. It's not, you know what I mean. They're very quiet, and you know, when you see people like that, you know, we know that they need to fellowship. They need to, you know, to just to get God's word into you and fellowship with other people. Because in verse 2 it says that the fool loves his share his own opinions. And when he shares his own opinions, it's a desires for him not to grab or to grasp on to the wisdom and knowledge that we have to the Bible. So we know, we thank God that any person that will soon become reproachable. It's, I mean, you cannot tell them nothing. They
That's
got
right.
their own agenda. Hey, come on, brother. You gotta. They're going to get their own agenda. They become reproachable. They become isolated. And that's a dangerous point, Reverend Bullo.
That's the separation.
A wise man that uses the word of God to bless people, he becomes that source and the source of God's word in helping other people to grow, especially the members of your church or in your community. A man who knows God's word can bring out the deep clearness of when he speaks. He speaks of the wisdom of God. He speaks with, you know, this coming Saturday, I cannot wait to hear what God has to say to you. You can speak whatever God has to bring out to the message to the people. So there needs a mutual connection to inspire other people to grow. You know, and we thank God that we can go to places, because when we get the mutual connection, this is what happens. It inspires us to grow, and the Bible says iron sharpens iron.
Hallelujah.
In Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, isolation can sometimes cause you to lose your edge, Reverend Bullo.
Amen. You know, in chapter 18, verse 4, it says, the words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook.
Yes, sir.
You know, he said he's going to bring the flowing waters, the living waters.
Yes, sir.
You know, and but, you know, when you talk about deep waters, either you can swim or drown. One of those is going to happen. If you buy yourself, the odds are not too good. And, you know, that's, the devil has always been about division since the beginning of time with Adam and Eve. A little knowledge is a scary thing, because that's what he did. He just twisted it enough to make Eve go, huh? And then look what happened.
You know, I'd like to share in my Bible, and I have the Message Bible. And in Proverbs 18,
yes.
Verses 1 and 2,
yes.
And my Bible's always kind of fun. It says, loners who care only for themselves spit on the common good. Fools care nothing for thoughtful discourse. All they do is run off at the mouth.
Well, you know, this type, if you're listening tonight, if you're isolating yourself, you really needed to hear this message Amen. Tonight. There's a danger of not being connected with other people.
And godly counsel.
Godly counsel. You know, sometimes because we was hurt or something happened along the way, or you're doing something. You're doing something that you're not supposed to do. So you have your own personal agendas and you have your own belief. One thing you got to know, we need to live in the truth, and God's word is the truth, because the truth can set you free.
Yes.
And sometimes we isolate ourselves because of our lack of knowledge and wisdom of God's word. That's why we said in Proverbs, we got to stay sharp. Proverbs 8:27-17. We got to stay sharp. Iron sharpens iron. I'm glad that whoever's listening to this message tonight, this is for you. Don't stay isolated. Don't stay in a place.
Connect with somebody.
Don't be self-centered or selfish in this.
In your unit.
Just come out. Just come out and stay with people. Sometimes you're scared and the devil's a liar. He's just keeping you in bondage and you don't want to share and you don't want to continue sharpening or fellowshipping with people who love Jesus. We're praying that tonight, that the message tonight would reach out to you and that you would sharpen your sword and continue working for Jesus, because you want to be effective. The more you hear God's wisdom and God's word, and when we fellowship with one another, you will get to be effective on the word of God for your personal life and for a church. You know, we don't want to be isolated. We want to be fellowshipping with one another. And things happen along the way, and no matter what happens, hold no grudges.
Forgive.
Yes, forgive. That's one of the stuff that we got to remember in 2017. Mm-hmm.
Forgive.
We need to let go of the stuff that is affecting us from 2016.
Oh, yeah. Let it go.
Oh, that's good.
We cannot have the same
good
attitude.
Word,
we cannot have the same problem bringing it with us. We got to let it go. So, you know, church, today's message is, you know, when we look at the observation of the behavior of a person that isolates himself and he goes into solitaire. He goes into a little corner.
Right.
And you go into the cave of depression, and you really need to fellowship.
Mm.
You really need to get into the word with other people.
Yes, godly counsel.
And you can learn and you can grow spiritually. It's God's command that when we're together in unity, God will command a blessing. And we've seen that this past Saturday. We've seen the unity of the body of Christ. They came together and just glorified God and lift up the name of Jesus. And there were powerful prayers for our community. There was a powerful prayer of repentance, which we need to do. There's powerful prayers for our schools, our children, and the people in office, the people who's serving our community, like HPD, and the ACOs and all of these men that we have authority. We pray that tonight.
Well, you know, when we talk about that, when we say when two or three are gathered, when you gather something, you got to be with something. It doesn't say stand in the left field all by yourself. And that's why the power in corporate prayer, we're gathered together. And it doesn't say anything about a denomination, doesn't say anything about a skin color, ethnicity, but we're gathered in the name of Jesus. You know, that was the one thing that was emanating throughout Aloha Stadium. Didn't matter who, what, when, where, or why, we came there for the name of Jesus. And the people that were there, you could just feel it as you walked in. The Holy Spirit had been ushered there. And it was just, I don't know about you, but it was just such a peaceful, it was just peace. I mean, there was just peace there. And even the children, you know, I was blessed to be up on the field at the end of the evening. And when they had the altar call, I was able to bring a few young men. And when I say young, Pastor, but I'm talking 6 years old.
No, they wasn't men. They was boys.
Okay, young boys. I was being nice. Young boys. I had to get on my knee. That was one miracle. The other miracle is I got up on my own.
Yeah.
But I want to give a shout-out to Kekoa. And I had to talk real slow. But I thought, I was telling Lynn earlier, I was saying I thought it was raining, but it was his father's tears bouncing off my head when I was leading his son to the kingdom of God.
That's all why, heaven rejoice.
That's why we do what we do.
Amen.
Because we don't know where they've been, what they're doing, what they've done. But at that point, at that time, tomorrow's promised to no one. The day of salvation is now. Mm-hmm. And they answered the call. That was so beautiful. They answered the call in the voice of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Well, Reverend, you know, that's why it's very important for the message tonight that we stay plugged in and bring in, you know, bringing his son down to accept Jesus Christ. That is a blessing. That's like the angels rejoice, Reverend. Well, it is one person.
What we do is, you know, in prayer, when we pray, how do we bring heaven down? By prayer. Mm-hmm. Thy kingdom come. Mm-hmm. We say that in the prayer all the time.
Yes, our Father.
And we have to, I'm telling you, if you don't have faith, I'm sorry, you better not pray. You better have faith. You got to believe. Because you're praying to the one, the creator of
all. Don't even pray.
You know, no prayer, no power.
No prayer, no power.
You got to believe. Because once it's said and it is done, God's going to do it. Mm-hmm. Might not be on your timetable, but it will be done. He answers the prayers of a righteous man.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Church, we want to pray and give God the glory tonight.
Yes, hallelujah.
This 2017, that God be glorified. Father, we come to you with boldness, Father God, that we pray for the increase of the connection, Father God, to help us change, Father God,
Lord.
To be more like you, Jesus, to be the one with love and compassion. Help us, Father God, with the spiritual enlightenment, Lord, to renew our minds. To be one, Father God, as you are one with the Father. Lord, I pray for all the listeners, if they're isolated, Father God, that you will bring them back into the unity of the body of Christ and to stay sharp and not lose your edge. Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous to be alone and to have your own agendas and your own belief. It's all about Jesus tonight.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I pray if that's you tonight, that you would want to receive Jesus back into your life and come out of isolation, I'll give you the opportunity. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for staying isolated. Help me to come closer to you.
Help me, Lord.
Forgive me.
Forgive me,
Lord. I believe you died for me.
Yes, Lord.
Tonight, I receive you.
I receive
you. As my Lord.
Yes.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Another powerful program. Stay tuned tomorrow night. We've got another great pastor coming in. Our pastoral team, so blessed to have Pastor Kawa Kwan, Pastor Bird Mahalona, Pastor Keith Ryder, Pastor Barry Naone,
yes,
Apostle
hallelujah.
Greg Hood, and Pastor James Eric Williams, and Pastor Virginia Dominglan, always there in the wings whenever
hallelujah.
We need her. And that's our pastoral team that we have here. And
Free
Inside Ministry. We come here to encourage you, not discourage you. Come to lift you up, not
Amen.
Put you down.
Hallelujah.
And you've got to know by now that you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey guys, get some rest. Get some rest. And see you on Saturday. Nana Kuli, here we come.
Ahui ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.